good, my brother. I'm good, my guy.
I enjoyed the new project that you just dropped, man. Welcome to the show here, Sports and Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max, one of the hottest artists coming up out of New York City right now. It's E-Dot, baby.
Of course, you know that. It's E-Dot, baby. I'm here, man. You know the vibes.
Man, congratulations on all the success that you've had so far, man. Such at a young age, and you basically really started taking it seriously last year during the pandemic. School closed down. This was the time for you to thrive and succeed and take the throne of the city right now.
That's a fact. Yeah, that's a fact. Really, I mean, I've been rapping and shit since like probably like eighth grade, middle school. I used to fuck with it and shit, but like definitely last year was when like I started taking this shit serious.
When you first started rapping, what kind of beats were you rapping over? Was it drill to begin with?
Nah, I ain't gonna front, bro. I was more like a melody type of nigga for me. I ain't gonna lie. I like when I was younger, my voice used to be a little higher pitch. So like I used to feel like I could sing type shit. So I used to get on the beat singing and shit for me. As I got older, shit changed for me.
Who introduced you to hip hop? Was it something that you heard on your own? Was it your parents?
I ain't gonna front, like just growing up and shit, you know, you always gonna hear, you always gonna be in tune for me. Like hip hop ain't never too far. That shit almost everywhere. Like that's probably one of the most number one like marketed music genres for me, hip hop.
It seems as though that you're mastering it at an early age right now. What are some of the achievements that you want to achieve for yourself before you reach the age of 18? Because you're not even an adult yet and you're already having millions of views on YouTube.
Nah, yeah. For me, bro, I mean, just to get to where I want to be, just to get out the hood for me, like, all that shit cool and shit for me. But at the end of the day, I got one goal. I seen niggas, like, been rapping in this shit for years. Like, for me, niggas like Lil Durk and shit, they been rapping for 10 years before they got on for me. So, like, me, I just be trying to play small, always play my cards right. You got to learn how to move because you could fuck your fan base up with the shit you do in the street. So, for me, I be trying to, you know, just keep everything copacetic.
How are you dealing with the fame right now?
It's cool or whatever for me. It just be, you know, funny shit. You get a lot of haters. That hate shit real.
Oh, that's a fact.
That hate shit is definitely real, bro. No cap.
How are you able to not feed into the hate? That's the thing from a young, especially from a young artist. I'm curious to hear how you deal with it.
Me, like, I ain't gonna front, bro. I be dead seeing that shit. Sometimes that shit dead be getting me tight, bro. But, like, for me, as time go on, you just learn. Like, you get used to that shit. But, so, yeah, it's just, like, I just got used to that shit. Now it's, like, I know. For me, you got to start really looking at yourself as a celebrity type shit or looking at yourself as a public figure. Because, like, for me, you just got to start looking at it. Like, you got a certain persona to, me? You can't be doing too much crazy shit acting out. So whatever they say, you just got to take it on the hop.
I saw that you were on Drewski's show, The Movement, and he noticed that you were going crazy on your IG lives. You know, since the haters have become a part of your life, and I'm sure anyone who's successful, has it caused you to move different in any sort of way of how you, you know, go through with your actions?
I'm not even going to lie to you, bro. Yeah, but like, that shit just all be like people things. Like for me, your emotions and shit, how you, I ain't fall off and all that extra shit. Like how you gonna feed off to that shit for me. So like, it just affected me more in a way of more like the state of myself. Really like, don't really fuck with nobody but my niggas. Like my niggas for me, like for me, you lose trust in this shit because you see a lot of weird shit going from the outside and in the inside behind closed doors, you see a lot of funny shit. So it just be like, yeah, these niggas is weirdos. Stay to yourself.
Baby in the Game, your first EP.
Yeah, that's my shit.
It went crazy. What did you love most about it? And why was this the one to set off your debut?
To be honest, bro, it was just more like, for me, I was at the time and point where I was like, to me, that EP was rushed. But I was at the time and point where I was like, you know what? Like, I've been rapping for a whole, like, probably, it was probably like, 8 months at the time, I'm like, I need to drop some type of tape. I think been slack and I ain't been keeping it consistent. So I got to drop some type of tape. So I just took the best 6 songs I had, best 7 songs. I'm like, all right, fuck it. The Baby in the Game for me. I'm the youngest to do it. That's me.
You have a song with Busy Banks. I'm sure you're looking to work with other people in the game right now. You just dropped a new song that's on Worldstar right now. I saw that one as well. Who are some people that you're looking to work with in the game, especially out of Harlem?
To be honest with you, there ain't no like too much artists in Harlem. Like, there ain't really too much artists in Harlem for me. So, like, I really say, like, I'm probably the only young artist in my age group really in Harlem that really, like, say they from Harlem. Like, I'm really one of the only Harlem rappers right now. I'm not going front. So, it ain't nobody in Harlem, but, like, I definitely want collabs with, like, some bigger artists. Like, I'm more of a person that just like music. So, if the music good, we could, I ain't do some shit.
Would you work with Dave East? He's a big Harlem guy.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah, for surely. For surely.
Who are some other rappers that you have in mind that's on your goal? Your big list there of features.
Really, really just anybody that would want to work with me. Like, one person I would have wanted to work with is my boy, like, King Von, Pop Smoke. Like, those is, like, the pioneers of what's going on right now. Those niggas, like, have got a big influence of what's going on right now. The whole wave, whole Brooklyn drill wave, all that shit. Yeah, that shit crazy.
Mm-hmm. How did Pop Smoke influence you?
For me, just like the you know, the mindset, like, for me, you see how you carry yourself like a real nigga. For me, you can respect that. Like, for me, that's just really it.
It's a shame what happened to him, because he had the haters there. People hated him because he was successful.
Yeah, nah, that's a fact. People was my fault, my shit. Nah, yeah, people was definitely hating and shit for me. That shit is whack, though, for me. Like, I don't never wish death on nobody. That shit that whack.
I can't wait to see what you do in the upcoming future here with these visuals. You dropping any more visuals in the future?
Yeah, for surely. This summer, I'm about to go crazy. Me and my boy, Shy K, we're going to turn up this summer. We're going to drop some shit. And I got a whole bunch of shit, though, coming, though. I got some shit with my boy, 268R. I got some shit in the stash, though. I got another album dropping this summer, I think. I got another album dropping sometime soon, for a fact, for me. Still in the making, but I got another Flock album dropping in the making. I'm about to go crazy, though. The city about to turn up, for a fact.
I believe it. You're taking New York City by storm. You're currently 15, or are you 16? Because when I heard other interviews, you said that you were 15. Are you 16?
Yeah, nah, I just had turned 16.
Happy belated. I just had
turned 16 February.
Happy belated. Yeah, has there been any record labels that have reached out to you? Because you probably are aware of this, that there are record labels that will take advantage of young artists out here. You see it all the way back in the day, starting with TLC, New Edition, a lot of talented artists. Have there been any record labels that have reached out to you?
I mean, yeah, that's a fact. Record labels have definitely been reaching out to me and shit like that for me, but I'm just, for me, taking shit slow. Like, at the end of the day, I'm only 16. I've been in this shit for only a year for me, so I'm going to really wait and see my best decision. I ain't going to rush in and get into no temporary, you know, for me.
If there was a record label out there that you heard was willing to sign you, would you do it right away? Because you are doing so much numbers on YouTube, and you're proving that I can have my own platform.
I mean, it depends on, like, you know, the circumstances, the offer, the money behind it, etc. Like, for me, you also gotta have a good attorney with you. You can't be, you know, walking into these labels and stuff without nothing. So you gotta come there ready, or you can't be, you know.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing in lieu of performances due to COVID-19? But I do know there are people that are still finding a way to have some underground, sneaky, hidden performances, even though the big audiences aren't allowed right now. Have you been able to perform anywhere?
Yeah, for surely. Some birthday parties and shit just for now. Like, it ain't really nothing too crazy, I ain't gonna lie. I have went to Miami, did some shows out there, turned up out there for me. But besides that, New York and shit, you know, COVID crazy. So, like, I just show love to a family member birthday party, pull up, turn that shit off for me type shit.
We got to get your performance out here at St. John's.
Nah, for surely. Come turn St. John's up. You heard? That's definitely trying to turn everywhere up.
You're turning everywhere up. What is some advice that you would give to another artist and able to be successful in the amount of time that you did? Only a year. Not a lot of artists can do that. There's been artists that have probably been working at trying to build something for 20, 30 years and still haven't done it, but you mastered it in a year.
I mean, for me, like, Crazy. I wouldn't even say I mastered it. Yeah, I just, for me, I would just say I got the hang of it, my own swag, my own, for me, that's why people can attract to me, because, like, anybody could do this shit. You hear a lot of niggas rap the same shit, but, like, my voice different from niggas. Like, I come with a different type, you know? Mm-hmm. For me, so my shit more like a high pitch type shit, but my shit be, you know, swaggy, you heard? So people just be jacking my shit. I wouldn't say I mastered my shit, because it's definitely, like, I definitely want to get to bigger stages. Like, this is just a start. I definitely be working on changing my sound and stuff like that for me. But, yeah, like, I ain't mastered this shit yet. But I'm going to, though. This shit take time. It would only been a year for me.
Just think, who knows where you'll be next year. You'll be on the bigger stages if COVID goes away and everyone puts their masks on. We'll get all back to normal and you can have the performances. But what stages do you want to hit most? Summer Jam, Rolling Loud?
Yeah, Summer Jam, Rolling Loud. I definitely want to be on all of this. Summer Jam for a fact, though, because, like, Summer Jam, that's some shit I used to always hear about growing up. Like, Summer Jam, Summer Jam, Summer Jam. All the rappers going to be on Summer Jam. So, like, if I'm on Summer Jam and I ain't really even know what that shit was for me to, like, last year, this year, for me. But now I know what that shit is. So now, for me, Summer Jam, I'm there. For me, mm-hmm. Everybody did. Gangsta.
Who are your top five hip-hop artists of all time? And I'm curious to hear this because you are only 16. I want to see if you have any influences from 90s artists, maybe even early 2000s artists.
I mean, like, if you want to say all time, like, if I got to say, like, really, like, my list going, it's going to change because I really, like, fuck with rappers for, like, they persona and shit type shit. So, like, I do got some influencers from, like, 2000, 1990, like, niggas like Eazy-E, I fuck with. Eazy-E shit go hard for me. Tupac and Big, them niggas, but not really, like, Dr. Dre. Like, for me, the whole, all that shit, for me, damn, what else? Damn, I just forgot.
Eazy-E's a tough one. I never hear Eazy-E. Real motherfucking G's.
Not yet. Eazy-E, them niggas, Dr. Dre. Damn. And then, so it'll be my top five would be, like, Eazy-E. It'll be Ice Cube. Then it'll change. Like, for me, my shit really changed. My shit go from Eazy-E to Dr. Dre. You know the rapper TK? Like, that's really one of my favorite rappers. Nobody really know that, but that's really one of my favorite rappers. That nigga, and then for me, niggas like Lil Durk and Lil Baby, I'm jacking too.
It's interesting how you're basically acknowledging the West Coast rappers. Usually, Nas. You usually hear those rappers from the East Coast. I'm surprised to hear that you like Eazy-E and Ice Cube. What is it that you like about that West Coast sound?
Like, it was just, like, the swag, how they came about it. Those niggas, like, really seemed like some gangster niggas. So I really just, for me, I fuck with the vibe.
If you could get in the studio with a legendary producer from that time period, I'm going to assume it's Dr. Dre, or if there's any other one, who would it be? And then we can go into the legendary artist that you would love to collaborate with, because Nas is someone that's really appreciated the new artists out here. He had Fabio Foreign on his new album with Spicy.
I'm not even gonna lie. Yeah, as far as producers, it would be Dr. Dre, cause, like, I don't know that nigga. I don't know. I watched Straight Outta Compton. That shit made me feel like I knew them niggas. So, so for me, seeing my boy Dr. Dre cook them beats up, I feel like me and him in the stew cooking some shit up, go crazy. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite West Coast hip hop album? It could be an Ice Cube album. Could be an Eazy-E project.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't really even know them niggas' albums like that. I really wasn't into all of that. I'm not gonna lie, like, I listen to their music and shit here and there, but as far as, like, really being, like, a super, 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 nah, I wasn't, like, one of those niggas who knew each album and all that. Like, nah, for me, I fuck with them, but I don't really know their shit, but I like that. But I know a couple songs, though. Like, you play a couple songs, I could tell you each Eazy-E song by word for word, for me. That shit nothing, but I don't really know their album name and shit. Nah.
I'm sure you know Boys in the Hood and Real Motherfucker.
Oh yeah.
Those are classic songs.
That's a classic.
You already know. You know that. What makes you E-Dot Baby, and what separates you from all the other artists in the game, especially in the drill subgenre of hip hop?
well, what I feel separate me from like other artists is just like, you know, how like my humbleness and my work ethic. Like I feel like I work a lot like to get my sound right and to, for me, really master my shit. Like I got so much music and shit that I ain't put out yet, but it's just cause like for me, I want to be better. I want to, for me, get better. So I'm just waiting. That's why I haven't been dropping too much. For me, I just been holding shit on the stash, trying to get better. For me, my work ethic, I'm just trying to, for me, work. That's it, really. That's all me working. So that's what I feel separate me from the rest of the artists out here. They just be playing with this shit.
What do you feel you can improve on from your first project? If there's anything you feel as though you can improve on?
I just feel like I can improve on like the way, you know, the way I pushed it and the way I marketed it, the way how I put it together. Like for me, if I could do that whole album all over, I would. For me, but that shit doing good in numbers and shit. That mm-hmm. shit actually doing very good in numbers. It's still like 180,000 streams a week for me, and that's just with the 6 songs. For me, that shit doing that weekly, like. So that shit not doing too bad, but my next album, though, that shit gonna be put together right. Everything gonna be good. It's gonna be going crazy, man.
Field Talk is my personally favorite one. Which one's your anthem? Which one do you cherish?
Yeah, Field Talk my favorite song too, and that was the song that I ain't liked the most. That's the funny shit, and I really ain't even want to shoot that shit, but like. As I was listening to it and shit, the shit grew up on me. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to just do it. Shot the video. That shit went crazy. Shit, I have some, man.
Who are some of the producers that you're working with on your music?
I definitely fuck with my boy Glock. That's a classic. My boy Glock. My boy Yozora. Shout out Yozora and them niggas. My boy Nazo. For me, and I be fucking with a lot of other producers too, but those really like the main niggas. I really be fucking with Glock, Lonzo, and my boy Zora.
Besides music, I know you're a big 2K player. Ben Simmons is your guy. You're a big 76er guy.
That's a fact. Yo, how you know that?
Do my research.
Nah, that's crazy. Nah, yeah, Ben Simmons, that's my boy. That nigga gonna be the next LeBron.
Is that your main team? Or being from New York, do you like the Knicks? Or, I mean, the Nets are probably the team to go with right now. I'm a diehard Knicks fan.
I'm not even on front. Now, I'm, for me, it's like the 76ers, like, that's my favorite point guard. Ben Simmons, my favorite point guard. Him, Trae Young, for me, and my upcoming star that I'm voting on, my son, LaMelo Ball, for me. Mm-hmm. So those are three right there. Those are three I'm hoping to be stars in the next couple years, the underdogs.
Who's your favorite football team?
I don't even watch football like that, not gonna lie. But I say, what team on my boy Tom Brady on?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah. The team he just won, yeah, that's my favorite. That's my nigga right there, Tom Brady.
Is it because he's a winner?
Yeah, boy win. For me, we gotta win. You heard, winners only.
So that's why you're not a Knicks fan, just like Big L. I'm from New York and never was a fan of the Knicks.
Nah, I'm not even going to lie. The Knicks been doing bad the last few years. I heard they was doing good this season, though. For me.
They are. It's just surprising.
I ain't even know. I got to check up on that after this. Anyway. Yeah, the Knicks, they was doing bad the last few years. Growing up, I was like, damn, I can't even play with my home team on 2K. Shit, whack.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get into some real future stuff right now because you were on Drewski's show, The Movement, and it seemed as though you could be a good judge and what artists send you music. You could tell what's good and what isn't, and you have your opinions on what people do with their music. Would that be something that you do in the future? Let's say, for example, an American Idol drill type of platform.
Nah, I don't know. Like, if I ever get, like, for me that big to do some shit like that, then yeah, for me. Mm-hmm. But like me, I'm more of a guy. Like I focus more on investments and shit like that. Like mm-hmm. that could be an investment, but like I'm more into like stocks and shit like that. If I'm going, for me, do that, if I'm going to spend money right now, it's gonna be on stocks and shit. For me, investments. For me.
What else are you wanting to get into as far as investments go? Any clothing, or how about this? Even acting.
Acting, that's definitely a door I want to jump into. For me, I feel like I could be the nigga from Power Twin or some shit. I mean, I could be that nigga twin or some shit for me. Come shoot some nigga up or something for me. Then it's a whole plot twist, you heard, for me. But yeah, nah, I definitely want to be an actor though. But yeah, hopefully you see for me in the future. For me, a couple years go by, we're going to see what your boy turn into, man. Star in the making.
Bobby Schroeder and Rowdy are home now. Are you going to try to get in touch with them for collaboration?
Those are good collaborations for me. I ain't really going to try and reach out and shit for me. But, like, if it ever happened for me, if it happened. Like, for me, I ain't going to, for me, force not for me. I'm me, they, them. We going for me. Everything good, though, for me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are some of your next moves, man? Especially your fans. I think they'd love to hear what you got coming out in the future once again if they're just tuning in now.
I mean, just really that album, man. I'm about to just fuck the city up, man. That's all I could really say. Like, I'm just about to fuck the city up. I'm about to come strong. Videos, visuals, and shit about to jump in and start this month, really. So, yeah, everything about to be, you know, I'm about to fuck the city up, man. Mark my words. That's really it. Just mark the words.
Mm-hmm. Are you in school right now? Are you still in high school?
Hell yeah. I'm in private school, though, so.
You're private? Okay, that's interesting because I went to private school. It sucks. You got to wear a uniform? Yeah.
Type shit. Not really. Like, I'm doing my shit over the shit right now.
Yeah. All over the computers because of COVID.
COVID shit.
Yeah, that's good. That's good, man. You know, keep your mind on the books because that's gonna help you out, especially
for sure.
You know, because it seems you already are well equipped and knowing what kind of stocks you want to get into. Not a lot of kids your age know anything about stocks.
Definitely. I'm on the bigger things.
What's the most important class you think you've taken so far that you've learned the most?
To be honest, I just like my favorite class is social studies, and I just be like, no, because they be talking about shit like back in the days and shit, all that ancient shit. They be talking about crazy shit I ain't never think I'd hear about. So it'd be social studies because I'd be hearing some wild shit in social studies, not gonna lie.
What is the wildest thing that you think you've heard in social studies?
I forgot. It was some shit. I think it was some shit about, like, I don't know. I ain't gonna lie. I forgot. I forgot, bro. I be smoking too much. That shit bad. But, yeah, I forgot. I ain't gonna lie. That shit, it was about some shit. I used to, mad shit happened in social studies, though. Like, it was this one time, like, they used to just teach us mad shit. Like, you know, they tell you about Rosa Parks and all that shit. Like, you don't know none of that shit growing up. So, for me, of course, that shit gonna be crazy. You be like, nah, word. These niggas was fighting, like, that whole black, for me, against racist shit. You know, they teach you that. That shit was crazy to me at the time. I'm like, nah.
And we're still seeing things such as that in these times, especially with George Floyd.
Yeah, that's a fact. Definitely. Because, you know, that shit whack for me. That shit, you know, that shit crazy, man. Word.
I hope that officer gets jailed and fried.
Nah, no cap. That shit whack that it takes so long for an officer to get locked up for me doing some shit like that on camera, though, too, which is, that's just wild.
That's what's crazy about it, is the fact that it was caught on camera and we still got to have a big trial over it. It's just simple. Yeah. Arrest the guy, throw him in jail, throw away the key. That's pretty much throw away the damn key. E-Dot Baby, is there anything else you love to let your fans know today?
For me, just stay tuned for the tape I got on the way. I soon see everything on my gram for me. Just stay tuned, man. Hottest young nigga in the city for me, keeping shit, you know. Attack, man. I'm here and I'm here to stay for me.
That's a fact. But
yeah, that's really it.
Don't let the haters get to you.
Not at all. Fuck them niggas. Don't let no haters get to y'all niggas, man. Them niggas ain't putting no money in your pocket and they all on fake pages. You heard they hiding.
They're cowards, that's for sure. They're definitely cowards, man. Let them know where they can follow you on Instagram and Twitter.
Y'all can follow me at E.Baby, E-D-O-T-B-A-B-Y. And on Instagram and Twitter for me, both E.Baby, y'all gonna see me pop up. Y'all know the vibe, man. We here. And check my YouTube out. I just dropped a beatbox video for me, E.Baby. Same spelling. I know the vibe, man. We here.
That's right. I want to thank you for coming on the show here today, man. A great time talking to you. I'm going to be in touch with St. John's with student government. I'm going to be giving them your name for a recommendation once everything opens back up so you can potentially perform at one of our basketball games, say at halftime or something open, and I'll bring you up because I got a list of artists that I want to perform. So I'll be bringing you up, man. And once you drop the project, we'd love to have you back on the show.
I best say that. I appreciate you, my guy. You know the vibes, man.
No doubt. Take care. Stay safe. Enjoy the rest of your day, man.
You already, bro. Appreciate you.